All right, time for another edition of That's Tourism. This has been a great segment. We celebrate the champions of PEI's tourism industry and their incredible contributions to the island's economy and culture. Every week, we sit down with a local tourism leader who brings passion, dedication, and unique experience to PEI's visitors. Today, we are joined by Amy McPherson, the owner of Fisherman's Wharf in North Rustico. Known for its famous 60-foot salad bar and fresh lobster suppers, Fisherman's Wharf is a must-visit dining experience in PEI. It's more than just a restaurant. It's a tradition for locals and tourists alike, offering incredible seafood, stunning waterfront views, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Hi, it's so nice to have you here. So Fisherman's Wharf is a well-known spot for visitors and locals alike. Tell us a little bit about the history of the business and what makes it so special.
Yeah, so this year actually is our 45th year.
My goodness.
I haven't owned it for 45 years because I'm only, right? But no. So it's in its 45th year, which is huge.
Yeah.
It's been around. We're only the second owners of the business. We're going into our ninth season.
Amazing.
I know. It's crazy for us to even think that.
I bet.
Yeah. So, you know, it is a very iconic place on PEI. Families, tour groups, tourists have been coming to Fisherman's Wharf for years, whether it's celebrating Mother's Day, family vacation, you know, someone's doing a bus tour. We have two restaurants on site. So we have Pier 15 restaurant, which is open at lunch, and this year we'll announce that we're actually opening for breakfast.
Wow.
So we're really excited about that. So we're going to be open from 8 a.m. till 11:30 daily for breakfast, and then 11:30 till 4 for a lunch.
Wow.
And we also have a big gift shop on site. So it's kind of a one-stop shop.
Yeah, yep. I love it. It's a great spot.
Yeah.
Now, talk to me about peak season, because when we get really into the thick of her, I've seen it. It's a hopping spot.
It is. Yeah, we call it organized chaos.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think we often say it's not just somewhere you come because you're hungry. It is a real, true experience. We sit 500 people. At any given time, we could have, you know, two bus tours walk in. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're planned.
Yeah,
we
know they're
coming. You know, but yeah, it's a crazy time. I mean, guests often say they just sit back, enjoy their meal. It's not a quiet place. It's a loud, chaotic place. And to the outside person, it does look like chaos. But we have that ship running very good, and everybody knows the role and what to do. So,
and Amy, it's an experience for sure. And many people might not realize how much goes on behind the scenes in a restaurant like yours. So, tell people a little bit about the different roles and jobs that keep things running smoothly.
Yeah, so we actually employ 110 to 120 staff each year, each season. It takes everyone, right from, you know, the dishwasher to the lobster cooker and cutter, to the grill steak cooker, to the salad bar makers, to the front cash, the bartenders, the servers, our little bussers. I mean, it takes everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They often say it takes a village.
Yes.
Well, we're kind of like our own little village, and it takes every single thing. And we're really, really big on teamwork, and we're really big on everybody appreciating everybody's roles.
Right.
Right. So, it takes a lot of people to make that place run. You know, our managers are awesome. They keep everything kind of under control and running smoothly. It takes a lot for sure.
All right, Amy. And obviously, you know, you're in the tourism industry. That's kind of why we're doing this thing, right? And I think that everybody that's in the tourism industry kind of has their own little, you know, what tourism means to them. And we've been asking the question, so what does tourism mean to you?
Yeah, I would say there's nothing quite as good as becoming part of someone's vacation memories, right? You get to put a smile on their face. You get to interact with people all over the world. There's just a sense of pride in representing your province and your country, and being a part of that and being able to have people's experiences with that is priceless.
We'll know where to find you from morning till night this summer.
All right. Yes. Amy, thank you so much for coming in. And here's to a phenomenal summer at Fisherman's Wharf and Pier 15.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.